Mitch McConnell says she's ready to jump in.
Oh, I have so many ideas. I'm excited about the future, and I'm ready to go to work and looking for people to work with me.
McConnell brought in 965 votes for mayor on Tuesday night. Incumbent Mayor Cheryl Westover placed second with 688 votes, or about a third of the ballots cast. Assemblymember Tor Christensen had 411 votes. That's nearly 20% of the ballots. For Assembly, voters have chosen Matt Hunter, Phyllis Hackett, and Michelle Putz. Hunter brought in the most votes of any candidate anywhere on the ballot Tuesday night. More than 1,700 people voted for the 30-year-old political newcomer.
That's a lot of people, and I don't know that I know that many people in Sitka. So this is really exciting, and I look forward to representing the people.
Hackett, the Assembly incumbent, came in second with 1,274 votes.
I'm really shocked that I now am the one with the most seniority, and I've only been there 4 years.
Hackett will have the most continuous seniority on the Assembly, but Mike Reif and Tor Christensen both served terms previous to the elections that have them presently in office. Hackett says she's looking forward to another 3 years.
We have a lot of issues to tackle. I'm really looking forward to some young blood on there to bring in that perspective. And, I think it's going to be great.
Michelle Putz is in third place with 897 votes for Assembly. That puts her 85 votes ahead of fourth place finisher Aaron Swanson.
I wasn't expecting to get as many votes as I did, which is surprising, but I'm looking forward to the absentees and see where it goes from there.
Nearly 400 absentee and question ballots are due to be counted on Friday. Putz also said she's looking forward to Friday's count, but that she felt pretty good about the unofficial results and the campaign that got them.
People were wonderful to work with. I appreciated hearing from everybody I talked to, and I appreciate looking into, what other people are thinking here in the future.
Dallas Peavy rounded out the Assembly race, coming in fifth with 700 votes. Sitka's school board race was not competitive this year. There were two open seats, and incumbent Cass Pook will return to one of them. The other will most likely be filled by Jennifer Robinson, the only registered write-in candidate. But because of the way Sitka counts its votes, only the number of write-in ballots is known. Exactly how many went for Robinson is unclear. For Raven News, I'm Ed Ronco.